more about hybrid work. Expounding upon Ingrid's response on the Aaron R. Plush Consultant and Independent Contractor website, she responded specifically to the I Have Already Lived the Future of Work Operationally blog entry number 4. Ingrid's response was on Monday, July 11th, 2022 at 9:03 a.m. And I quote, "As a former Big Five management consultant, I definitely know remote works when people are committed. Many companies, depending on the industry, still require a hybrid approach and struggle with how to make it fair for those who need to be on site. Looking forward to hearing future blogs and your suggestions on how to implement." End quote. As for my response, absolutely. And thank you, Ingrid, for your support and follow-up discussion topic. Hybrid is certainly an approach that is required by some companies. And when that is the case, my experience is to create a positive experience for the teams, whether in the office or remote or virtual. One significant step is normalizing hybrid and recognizing it does not have to be a competition between in-office versus not in-office. Create a normalized situation of one team, regardless of location. Focus on deliverables and outcomes, getting the work done, and job at hand. An immediate experience thought is, in order for hybrid to work, all appropriate technology must be in place. Companies must ensure a seamless experience of being able to get the work done with no relation to location. The key is being able to get work done with full access from any location. In relation to hybrid meetings, some specific tactical steps to consider include, if folks are in the office and they're in a conference room, ensure that the big screen and camera in the room is on, as well as each individual person being at their computer or laptop with cameras on as well. Attempt to create a no sidebar conversation environment in the meeting room. This allows for you all to be inclusive. Other tactical techniques include announce folks who may be walking in and out of the room, as well as ensuring the remote staff members have cameras on and are active in the dialogue, making it fair for all. I have even found having a remote person to be the facilitator of the meeting and driving the agenda helps with overall consistent engagement for all participants. As you can see, there are many big picture as well as tactical approaches that may be taken. The key takeaway is that we all are figuring hybrid out together moment by moment with quite a bit of trial and error. Significant progress is being made in this space and will continue to be far into the future. A mindset shift of normalized hybrid will eventually be upon us and realized, and will begin to provide a sense of fairness to all regardless of location. This is a great time to shift to the performance and outcomes as the driver for the work rather than location. With each entry, we take a deeper dive into the how of this process, along with my experiences and perspectives, how the implementations really work, and how we make the spectacular happen together. Until next time, that's all, folks.